This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. More than 60 people have died and dozens were missing as severe flooding in Germany and Belgium turned streams and streets into raging torrents that swept away cars and caused houses to collapse. Recent storms across parts of Western Europe made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash floods. A German weather spokesman told CNN some areas have not seen this much rainfall in 100 years. Dozens of people have had to be rescued from their rooftops with inflatable boats and helicopters. Hundreds of soldiers now deployed to assist in rescue efforts. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, here in the U.S. for meetings with President Joe Biden, said in a statement she was shocked by the extent of the damage and loss of life and expressed her sympathies to the families of those killed or missing. Officials in Florida say the search for victims in the June 24th partial collapse of the Champlain Towers South condominium building is nearing an end. Authorities say the depth toll Thursday stood at 97, with 8 unaccounted for, with 90 being identified so far. Total number of confirmed deaths, 97. Staggering, heartbreaking loss of life. Reference made by the Miami-Dade County mayor. Officials have yet to determine what caused the 40-year-old building to fall, but some are pointing to a 2018 engineer's report citing major structural damage and a major error in the building's construction. The Australian state of New South Wales reported 97 new coronavirus cases Friday. Australia battling growing COVID-19 clusters, which has seen the country's two largest cities, Sydney and Melbourne, locked down. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Some of the Colombian nationals detained by the Haitian National Police in connection with the assassination of President Jovenel Moise took part in the U.S. military training and education programs, Pentagon spokesperson confirmed in a statement email to VOA. According to the Pentagon, the U.S. Defense Department trains thousands of military people from South America, Central America, and the Caribbean each year. Haitian National Police Chief Leon Charles said police have arrested 18 Colombians in connection with the assassination. President Biden said Thursday that he was not open to the U.S. military involvement in the country, but that he would send troops to fortify the U.S. embassy in Haiti. Moise was shot and killed at his home outside Port-au-Prince on July 7th. His wife injured in the attack and is recovering from surgery in Miami, Florida. The World Health Organization said Thursday that COVID-19 cases are rising steeply in Africa, having increased by 1 million in a month. The UN agency's South Africa director warned in Brazzaville, Republic of Congo, that hospitals are near capacity and deaths have jumped by 40% this week. Officials said the highly infectious Delta variant is active in 21 countries in the Africa region. Los Angeles County public health officers say a rapid sustained increase of COVID-19 cases in the nation's largest county requires a return to mandatory mask wearing indoors, even when people are vaccinated. The Dr. Munta Davis told a virtual press conference that a public health order requiring masks indoors will go into effect on Saturday. He did detail what he said would be some exceptions. Davis said the county has been recording more than 1,000 new cases each day for a week, and that there is now substantial community. The U.S. Surgeon General is calling on Americans to fight misinformation about the coronavirus. Vivek Murthy says health and misinformation has led people to resist wearing masks, to turn down proven treatments, and to choose not to get vaccinated. Surgeon General said every week he talks to doctors and nurses across the country who are burning out as they care for more and more patients with COVID-19 who never got vaccinated, all too often because they were misled by misinformation. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting via remote.